You know what I realized is I was looking at the thing and it wasn't going, and it fucking, ugh.
Oh, like, and I didn't even notice. Pattern.
Look, Monica, new job for you.
Check the mics.
Microphones check every the fucking freaking time.
Mics.
All right, guys, episode 58. No. I'll tell them. Let me get the intro.
Bro.
Yeah, we're starting over, but let me get the intro. Start it. Okay, I got it. Relax.
I know what episode it is.
I think people hate when we do this, like when we do like the fights at the beginning. Episode 58.
I think they love it.
I don't think they like it at all. And it's all, like, I always think, if people.
Please let us know.
Yeah, let us know if you don't like or like. But we were about 10 minutes into the episode.
Bro, we were riffing.
And I came into the studio hot as fuck. I said, Carl, make sure your mic's plugged in this time. And what do you know? My mic wasn't plugged in.
I fucked it up last time.
So, Monica, your notes got to start over.
I'm starting all over.
Carl, your energy needs to restart at the top.
Bro.
And me, I have to remember what I said. So
they're missing on some juicy stuff about Hawaii because we can't recreate that.
I mean, we're going to have to try. So before we get into that and we let the fire truck pass by.
Bro, they know.
Every time we start fire truck.
They're trying to hate on us.
Hey, we just hope it's all good.
All right. So, no, we don't. at 405 Commonwealth, Rico's in Fullerton.
West Commonwealth.
Number one place to be.
East will take you somewhere else, I think.
Whatever. Come here. Find it. It should be hard to find.
True.
You want to be here.
It's true.
You want to get a crispy cut. You want to look great for the game. I'm not looking too sharp right now, but I'm going to Hawaii on Sunday. So Friday, I'll be looking sharp. Carl will be looking. I don't know what's under the beanie. I don't want to know. And
It's like in high school when it'd be like the end of practice and you got to do conditioning and shit. And your coach would be like, how bad do you want it? And like, that's how you got to be to find Rico's.
Yeah. Like, how bad do you want it? So Rico's in Fullerton, 405 West Commonwealth. A block over from downtown Fullerton, mm-hmm. 10 minutes from Angel Stadium. Reopening day on the 17th.
Correct.
Come here, get a haircut, go to the game, have fun, run into Monica. I'm trying to go, but I'm
99% positive I will be there.
Okay, awesome.
It's so funny. Like, this is gonna sound so pretentious and like, kind of like when we say like it's tough to go to games. Like, it's tough to go to so many games. Like, we took a trip in like a.
The worst time like of all
time.
Tough
part of the season because we could have gone to Arizona and we could have gone to reopening day and like,
yeah.
And literally, everyone's going to say, hey,
why fuck are you
off
there?
Because you're going to Hawaii.
Kings of Angels Twitter. Fuck off.
Fuck off because you guys have 1,000 followers on the Rocks account now.
Yeah. Bums.
But
yeah. Shout out to Rocks in the outfield. 1,000 followers finally.
Hell yeah.
Slow. Would have been faster with boobs.
They're here now.
Well, we're here. 2,000 will be a lot faster.
2,000 incoming.
All right. Shit. So what's up? It's been a couple days since our last show, episode 57. We're on 58 now, and the Royals fucking suck.
Ass.
Royals are ass.
We're currently recording on obviously Wednesday night. You're gonna hear this Thursday, but at this exact moment, you can figure out what part of the game it is. We're outscoring the Royals 21-5.
Just say it's 5-1
over the last.
I don't know what inning it is, but it's 5-1. I'm saying we're not over yet.
Outscoring them 21-5 in the series.
What inning is it, Monica?
Bottom of the sixth.
Bottom of the sixth. Boys are about to come up. Oh no, wait.
Wait.
No, it's top. No,
top seven now.
Sorry, guys, my Wi-Fi is a little slow.
Women in sports.
Wow, dude.
Just kidding.
Bro, I needed to refresh.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Every time me and Max say something fucked up, the other person tops it somehow.
Yeah, you topped it.
You topped it.
Why?
I said we have.
Why are you throwing me under the bus?
I said we have boobs now, and then you said,
"Yeah, I did." I guess
women in sports.
Welcome to my life.
Fuck, man.
Okay, hey, stop. Guys. Will you do that? See,
yeah, Monica. See, you're gonna get us canceled.
Turn into monsters.
Yeah, then you're gonna own this, and then like I'm gonna have to start another.
Maybe
one.
That's low key the plan.
I just got to fucking 1,000, and then now she's gonna take it, and I have to start another one.
She's gonna turn into chicks in the outfield.
Yeah, I've started all over.
Yeah, chicks in the outfield. Chicks in the outfield sounds. That's already like kind of taken, but girls in the outfield will be lit. Something like that.
So it is.
Barstool has like chicks in the office, but chicks in the outfield, I guess, is like kind of.
But
a
chicks
rip-off.
In the outfield could be like our subset of Rocks.
Yeah, but it needs to be like it can't be chicks. It's got to be something
like
else.
Halo hotties,
already taken as well.
I want to know how we got here.
I didn't plug my mic in. Carl, me and Carl were riffing pretty good about Hawaii.
Yeah, that shit was gone.
And then I realized I didn't have my mic plugged in because I saw the thing, my volume wasn't going up. So I was like, great.
Let's listen to the audio and see how much of it.
It's not good. Salvageable. I heard it last week and it was like not great.
Oh, like
on Boofu
when Pete would talk a bit. Like,
yeah. Mm. Shout out Pete. Pete's at the game, boots on the ground, just you know where he needs to be, documenting the game. I guess I don't know. His goal today was, I was like, hey, give Ohtani Walsh shirts to Walsh and Ohtani. That was his goal today. So
let's see what
happens. Boots on the ground.
That's actually pretty solid. Like, so that's a good thing that you just brought up. So the Angels finally, I mean, social media team, whoever the fuck runs it, pulled their head out of their ass and started doing like the tunnel walk-ups.
Elite.
Oh, those were elite.
Fire. Yeah, it's only fucking 7 years late. Like,
yeah, I realize I have the same body as Dylan Bundy.
It's like the NBA's been doing it for so long.
I have the same body as Bundy.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but no, hey, it's true.
What do you always say about Bundy?
Ready to fuck.
So?
Ready to fuck. Kangaroo pill on the way. Kangaroo pill sponsor us.
What the fuck is that?
Like a rhino pill? Like a gas station pill?
It all has to be in fucking Australia. Like,
you never pop one?
Are they going to have koala pill next?
You never pop one?
No. All
right. All what's right. going on? I'm stoked, man. The Angels are back.
I think they're back.
It sucks. I mean, so Thursday, you're probably waking up to this thinking like, fuck yeah, the Angels swept. Let me stop the celebration there. The AOS won 5-0 on Wednesday.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That was fuck. Just incredible.
Seattle won extras. Texas might have won an extras too.
I think they walked off.
They won 5-4 against the Giants. Off,
yeah.
And then the Astros beat the shit out of Carrabba's team.
Sorry.
And who does that leave?
A's 4-0 against the Snakes.
They were 4-0.
The Snakes, dude. Oh, speaking of the Snakes, we got them this weekend, but also, if you guys have not noticed behind me, El Mago, newest addition to the collection. Shout out Catherine. Fucking really like went above and beyond on this shit with the glitter and like really encapsulated Javier Baez as an art piece.
I also like realized that like a lot of our people that interact with us on Twitter have been like buying.
Oh yeah, stuff. It's incredible.
So that's legit.
10% kickback.
I saw someone. Yo,
you need to chill.
Yo,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I know the Snakes are fucking 0-18 on the road.
They're probably gonna beat the shit out of us.
Yeah, on the road though. They're on the road.
They'll be home.
You know the last time that they fucking won a road game was when Mad Bum threw that no-hitter?
That didn't count. Yeah, I did know that. That's like, actually really shitty, and we're going to play them at home, so it's probably not going to go well for us.
Nah, we got superstar. We got extraordinaire. Fucking send it to the moon extraordinaire.
Yeah, talk about the. I guess we'll do the weekend preview now. Let's go backwards. No. Let's do weekend preview.
We're going to go backwards, then to the game.
Okay, weekend preview. Ohtani Friday.
Friday, we got show day. Yep.
Cobb Saturday. Chat,
and then Sandoval, I think. Sunday.
Well, I heard.
Was raking.
Hit two bombs on BP today.
Mm.
But we forget that these guys are elite athletes. Like, they were the best player in high school.
Fuck, dude. I don't expect a pitcher to rake.
I know it's different, but, like, these guys were the best players at their high school. And even at their college, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And we forget that, like,
they're elite athletes.
They still hit better than most people.
Most of us, for sure.
Because it's really funny that pitchers go up and they're like, oh, automatic out. But, like, they just don't work on hitting at all. And so.
Yeah, I wonder if they did. Because I know, obviously, Ohtani pushes the narrative, like, can pitchers hit? It's like, I mean, we know our pitchers can hit. So I actually love playing the NL because our pitchers can rake. Heaney, Bundy. Those two guys got hits in San Fran. So I'm excited to see, like, I mean, maybe not. I'm going to doubt Cobb because I just don't think he can hit.
He's played in the AL whatsoever.
Get a bunt down Cobb. But Sandoval and Ohtani.
I mean, over, under five hits for our pitchers this weekend.
Under, way under.
Five hits over three games?
Well, fuck, I guess Ohtani doesn't count. Does he count when he's not pitching or only when he's pitching?
Well, he's
well, he's a pitcher,
play.
Right?
He's not going to play when he doesn't pitch.
Oh shit, I forgot about that. So two games without Ohtani, 2 days off.
So he could get two hits, and then what if he gets three hits the first day, and then they just need to struggle for two the next.
Yeah,
two
I mean, I don't know how that would like.
That's pretty cool.
That's,
I mean,
too many. Five is too many.
It's like a weird problem to have, but it's
you
pretty
would
dope.
Suck. Oh, the bullpen. You would suck at making odds bets.
Why?
You lost the Rendon bet, which you never paid.
I bought you that fucking. I mean. Mini Vish took it.
That was funny. I need to work, dude. I totally forgot that we still did that.
Just send that audio or send that video to me, Send like that.
You're gonna edit it?
Yeah, send it.
I was gonna send it to like a pro.
Send it to me and I'll look at it and like I'll see what I can fucking do with it. If not, we send it to a pro.
I'll send it to a pro.
No, I want to see it. I want to work on my own shit. I want to work on my own shit.
All right, dude, relax.
Well, yeah, fuck you. I'll hit you with the sword.
Did you buy Final Cut Pro yet?
I'll hit you with the sword.
Did you buy Final
Cut? $33 a month.
For how long?
A month.
Final Cut Pro is one-time fee forever.
Yeah, $300.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend that on Mai Tais this weekend.
Me too.
So.
yeah, what's up, Monica? How have you been?
Good.
I feel like you're not saying anything.
I'm just listening.
You got the jacket on, jacket tweet. Love that.
It's only appropriate to wear it today.
Why one today? Of the things,
because it's my first time.
All right, yeah,
fair. One on of the camera. Things I fair. Love about Monica is like
bonk. Oh, these are good bonk
like
sticks.
Energy, yeah, they are. Like one thing I love about her energy, because we've done like podcasts and stuff like this in the past, but like I love that she's always good for like a. Even if you say something that's like, if Max will be like, "Ah, fuck you," like she'll laugh at my joke, or like vice versa.
Yeah.
And that shit's hilarious.
I just sit here and listen to you guys, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, Max, you're short. And you just hear like, ha ha.
That was
I'm only laughing because it's true.
Yeah,
see? There's like one thing, like I'm mad at Monica partially.
Oh, no.
Because she hasn't gone to like, she hasn't done like Carl Strauss Angels game on a weekday. And it's like, that's the true ringer, is like that show. If you're at an Angels game on a
recap
on like a Tuesday, you go to Carl Strauss, get a beer, go to the game, and then have a couple beers and then go to work the next day, you earn a gold star in my book.
First of all, let's recap. Everybody ask Max on Twitter how many games he's invited me to this season.
None.
Uh-huh.
But still, you have to reach out and be like, yo, I want to go with you guys.
Yeah, but it's a hard example to make, because a lot of the tickets were like accounted for already. No. And then it's like,
no, if she would have asked, I would have made room.
No.
I just like to give Max a hard time.
I totally get it. Hey, we are, this is the fucking president of the Give Max a Hard Time fan club. So I agree with you, but
dictatorship.
It's hard because like a lot of the tickets is like, oh, you get one and like you're going to this game and then this. So now moving forward, you are going to be in the,
can you record
rotation?
Absolutely.
You're going to be in the everyday rotation of...
If you record, I honestly think our videos do so good. Who is this?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Michael Myers?
Bro, he looks so
Michael
different.
Michael Myers, he looked Dominican.
He looks so different without a hat.
Michael Myers.
he looks so different without a hat on.
You saw his couple pics?
Yeah, dude.
Michael Myers roaming the city of San Fran with his lady?
Yeah, I mean... I know how like all the players... It's hard because like us, obviously, we're going to recognize... fucking Raisel Iglesias if he's
I don't know if I would recognize Michael Myers.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was getting at. Like a lot of these guys will recognize them because we see their faces so much, but it's like, bro, you tell Aaron Slager's tough because he's 6'10".
Yeah.
But you tell fucking James Hoyt to walk through Starbucks.
Well, even I was watching the game last night and like all the Seattle losing my train of thought.
Kansas,
the all the Royals pitchers, I was like, they all look the fucking same. Are we changing true. Them?
Yeah, they're all our worst nemesis until this series.
Yeah, I don't like I didn't even know James Hoyt was on our team. I'll be honest. And I have a podcast. I didn't know that until
Monday.
2 days ago.
Tuesday. Maybe.
Yeah, until he came in the game. I was like, we have this guy? I was like, fuck.
You remember when you were like let's see, we're around the same age. You're kinda old.
Sneak this.
When you're like 16, 17, maybe it didn't happen to you, but when you would like be talking to a girl and then you guys would be like doing your thing, hanging out and shit, and then like it didn't work for whatever reason, and then you were like pretty bummed out for a while until you got the next girl.
I never was bummed out over a girl.
Okay, see. So for me,
chill.
If I was a kid, or when I was a kid, right, when I was like 16, 17, 18, 19, if I would be with the girl, or like talk to a girl, whatever, and then things didn't work out for whatever reason, I'd be bummed out for a while until it's like, next shorty, like next one up, you know, like
your next girl came
one out. Went on the IL and call the next one up.
Okay.
But I would be sad for that period of time, and then like you wouldn't really get over that previous girl until you got to the new girl.
Mm-hmm.
This series of what we're doing to the Royals is the new girl, and the old girl is the 2014 fucking whatever that
God
was.
Damn, I don't know. This is, I mean, I agree, but like I hate the, I'll always hate the Royals.
Yeah,
obviously
yeah.
For 2014.
And 14? I'll always hate a lot of the girls in the past.
No, this is 2014. That's the girl that stands you up at prom, fucking does whatever, doesn't like you.
She broke your heart.
That's what I'm broke your heart, right? Shattered it. Right? Yeah. Right? But this, that was a playoff run. So that was a lot. That meant a lot to you at the time, right? So prom, like prom, grad night, whatever. Say she stood you up at grad night, right?
What a bitch.
2021 beating the, sweeping the Royals. This is like you finally getting the crack after she's like unglowed up.
No, I'm done with that bitch.
No, no, no. But you still do pity crack.
No.
Dude, if there's a girl, you always wanted to crack in high school.
Nope, I got a girl.
No, listen. Yeah, now you do. But if you're a single guy and there's a girl you always wanted to cack in high school.
Photoshop a ring.
Why did I say cack?
Yeah, you're fucking 14 years old. Dude, you weirdo. What
the fuck is wrong with me?
Hey, David.
I'm never saying cack. So weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay. Let me tell my story. Let me tell my story.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
What did you do with Max?
Tell us more about
cack. I got to stop hanging out with David because he's out of control.
Bro, you know those are my initials?
Had Heat 6.
Cack.
That's why I said it. Beating them now doesn't do much for me, but it's more of a like, yeah, I finally hit. Even though we've probably beat them before. But this sweep
this finally feels like we're getting the monkey off our back. Finally.
It just feels like nothing that, let's say that hypothetical girl stood you up at prom, then didn't really do shit with her life, and now it's kind of on the down and down.
And now you just hit it.
And now you just hit just to be like, how you stood me up senior year. Like, I'm gonna
Okay, I have a better one.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Royals, though.
You were gonna go with the girl to prom.
Okay.
But one thing led to another. She stands you up.
Okay.
For the guy she eventually marries. Okay. She stands you up, marries the guy, whatever.
Oh, okay. I like this.
They live happily ever after for that year. Now you're rich. You're doing your thing. You bought Bitcoin when it was 0.00001. And you're just a fucking bajillionaire.
And she's divorced.
And you get off your yacht party that you just went to with Portnoy and you're fucking hanging out. And she's the Uber driver that picks you up.
Ooh, and then you crack.
No. You don't crack.
You don't crack.
She's the Uber driver and you're with your fucking hot ass wife. And she takes you guys home and you go.
And she's still married to that dude and he's a loser.
I don't feel that much about this win though. I get it's a sweep, but yeah.
No, I know, but you're not going to feel that much about it when she's your Uber driver either. But you're just going to be like, haha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's a good analogy. So you came here to look for a baseball's podcast and you got an Uber Bitcoin analogy of how we beat the Royals.
We do it all.
We swept the Royals. The Royals suck,
bro.
They suck.
And even if you're a Royals
fan,
year, bro.
If you're a Royals fan listening to this, you suck.
Early, do you know any?
You got the Chiefs, though. I mean, can't really be mad. You got the Chiefs.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
What if you're a Royals fan, but then you're like a Rams fan too?
Ugh.
Because of like
St. Louis. Why I gotta be a Rams fan?
Because of St. Louis.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
St. Louis. Hey man, I'm not just
relax, dude.
I'm just making sure.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Let's get into the games. Oh no, we haven't even weekend preview.
We haven't done.
We
weekend
sort
preview.
Of started
Friday. Otani pitching, hitting. Love to see it. Saturday, Cobb. Cobb's in the chat.
Cobb.
Love to see it.
Pitching, hitting. Love to see it.
Don't love to see it. Love to see Cobb's in the chat, though. Sunday, Sandy. Pitching, hitting.
Breaking.
Maybe like to see it. I like Sandy. I actually really like.
I do, too.
They come out with these stats. Why do you like him? His looks?
Just kidding. I mean, it doesn't hurt. But
handsome guy. He is a handsome guy, yeah.
Very handsome.
Yeah.
But he strikes me as, like, no game.
They had a swing and miss.
Patrick Sandoval, prove me wrong.
You don't want him to game you up?
Yeah, it's Pride Month.
All right. Fuck. Patrick Sandoval is going to end up like pulling Monica. And then be like, hey, Monica, can you get your man for an interview? And she'll be like, I don't think so. Like,
that's not where I wanted this to go. I want him to pull me.
Oh.
Well, that's fine. I get the guy from Biggs.
We might have to fight for it.
Oh, chill out. Chill out. That guy. Okay. Sorry, Sandoval. You're taking the back seat.
Yeah, so Sandy on Sunday, they hit us with a stat, and I hate being a stat guy. 32 whiffs.
Yeah, highest in the MLB this year.
Like that.
That's
dude,
fucking tough.
Fuck yeah. So are you telling me we have pitchers?
Bro, we're 10, about to be 11-5 over our last 16.
Is there?
I think the pitching.
Well, I don't know who would do over last 16, but yeah.
Okay, well, I mean. It's
11-4 over the last 15.
Regardless, it's still, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, yeah. Sorry, I just confused myself for no reason.
That was a dick move on my part.
That's fine. I fucking got rattled, but I remember to have a sword so I can just fucking bonk you. That is, I think they said it was like a 3.5 ERA, like team ERA.
Which is good. Under five.
Which is, I mean, and we've been scoring like 5-6 runs.
Oh, we've been raking.
Bro, I just bet today that we scored over 4.5, and Rendon just hit a home run.
Is that a jack?
Fuck.
Weight room.
Yeah, dude, go work out. I'm sick of fucking defending
him. Do something.
He wore that Houston, Texas shirt.
Fuck you. Bro, I'm sick of defending this guy.
Yeah, he's heating up. I can't really talk shit.
I saw...
He's beer pong. He made 2 balls in a row.
I saw the...
He's going to call fire next.
That was a good one. I saw this tweet recirculate.
Which one?
It was from him on the Nationals where he's like... They said, Nationals Anthony Rendon doesn't watch baseball because it's too long and boring.
Maybe we should talk about that. Like, Rendon, what the fuck, bro? I get how it's like too long and boring, but it's like...
Okay.
Maybe try to like it.
Okay, tell me...
Sorry.
Tell me if I'm sorry. I'll let you go. I know we've just been fucking talking over you.
Your phone, too many notifications.
Tell me if I'm wrong here, because you gave me this for like initial insight. Without maybe the personality, is Anthony Rendon the Brooks Koepka of baseball? Where he's like, I don't give a fuck about it. I'm just good at it. That
might be the perfect analogy.
Like, I don't care at all about it, but I'm just good at it.
Yeah, that might be the perfect analogy, because it's like Brooks... really good. Said he doesn't play golf. He never plays golf unless it's for money.
Yeah, sure as fuck doesn't watch it.
I think he said he doesn't play golf except for money. And then, yeah, that might be the perfect... Like, is Rendon Brooks Koepka? Has to be.
Rendon's obviously a little... He's, like, less personality, outspoken type shit.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a guy that seems like if you told him... Yo, your MLB TV is blacked out all year. He'd be like Drake in the No Guidance video. Yeah, where he'd cares? Be like, oh,
whoa, who cares? No, like I think one of the things like he just doesn't care.
He literally doesn't.
How do you get someone to care?
Has he ever even showed like
any kind of emotion?
Yeah, like remember
why do we just have all the guys that just don't give a fuck?
Remember that play? It might have been the World Series, the diving play where he gets up and throws a laser and he just like stands like this and he's just like looking and the crowd just erupts.
He might be a robot.
Dude, he might be a reptile.
Is Rendon human?
Is half DNA.
Or are you a robot?
Half DNA is Brooks Koepka, half DNA robot.
Dude, he's probably an anti-vaxxer because he's from Houston. What if he got the vax and it made him like a real person?
That would be fire. See, that would be absolutely fire.
Oh, look at they're showing him.
And now he's hitting. Yeah, he hit lefty at BP yesterday.
If he got the vax and he became,
you know what? I actually feel bad about like I feel bad about saying like oh he doesn't have personality or whatever because Garrett Anderson on the broadcast, which GA takeover, I think that was Tuesday.
Yeah,
he was talking about how like I was more reserved and it's like he's like I didn't do it intentionally. It's just how I was.
He did say that.
And part of me is like a person is like, yeah, I get it. Cause when I'm at work and I don't want people talking to me, people are going to be like, oh, he doesn't care. But it's like, I mean, I guess it's just kind of different. Cause you're a pro ball player. Kind of got to like go with it.
You expect something.
I almost kind of understand like, yo, leave me the fuck alone. Let me do my shit. And
I think it was that same game. They said he looks like he's standing up there. Like he doesn't even look like he has a pulse. And I was like, that's kind of accurate. Yeah. Like,
and then we talked to him in spring training. Remember? We're like, yo, let's take a pic. And he's like, kind of like a jokester. So maybe he's just like,
maybe
he just can't help it.
Maybe when he's in the game, he's just, it's locked just, in. It's it's a different personality. I feel like different he does vibe.
Have like the Jordan psychopath mentality, but not the Jordan talent.
Maybe. Yeah, that's. So he's like who would you say is like that? Like maybe Russell Westbrook?
No, I'm trying. No, Russell Westbrook's too emotional.
And he has personality in his
Kawhi.
Like,
he's like Kawhi.
Ooh, maybe he's like Kawhi. Like Kawhi.
I don't think talent-wise, though.
I mean, Kawhi kind of fell off this year. So I would like make that comparison. I think Brooks Koepka is probably the perfect comparison of like good enough and just doesn't give a fuck. And there's probably more players like that and they just don't show it. But
like, I'm just here because I'm good at this.
If you told him, like, hey, you're never playing baseball again, I don't think he'd shed a tear.
It's kind of like Ty Buttrey.
Oh, that's a whole different.
Ty Buttrey's like, I didn't care. I didn't like baseball. The only reason I played and got to the majors is because people said I wouldn't.
Like that's, so I did it.
Like, you have a giant chip on your shoulder that big.
He kind of joined the Gary Vee army. I don't really.
You're over him?
Not over him. I just, you know, I wish the guy the best. Just, he's kind of on the.
What happened with Gary Vee?
I mean, he's just like, how many times are you going to tell people, fuck your parents, you know?
Gary Vee is like a caricature of himself.
It's just some of the things I can't buy into, but I don't want to talk about Gary Vee. You know, it's just, he sells a dream that's just not like, it's like, sure, it's attainable, but it's like not like you're not going to be a multimillionaire off of garage sales.
That's a hard fucking dream to sell in California.
Especially California.
I know it's probably hard to sell in New York too, but like, bro, in California, like you tell someone to fuck off, like you tell them to quit their job and like go pursue your dreams. Like, yeah, that's cool. Rent is
going to kill me.
$1,800 for a fucking studio in the ghetto. Like,
I just don't think, I mean, I don't know. The like logic makes sense is like buy shit at garage sale, sell it for more, eventually build up. But it's like, dude, like,
But also, it's everybody can do that.
Yeah, so I don't know
how we all can't do that.
I don't know how we got from Rendon to Gary Vee.
It's not sustainable.
Reset real quick. Let's get to.
If you guys are wondering why I'm wearing this jersey,
yeah, why are you wearing?
I'm protesting the City Connect jerseys that actually did get released.
Oh, they did drop, huh?
So they confirmed the blue pants.
I love that I spoiled it for you.
The blue pants helped.
I love that.
And I love that I'm going to spoil your Hawaii trip and you don't know how yet, but the blue pants
literally can't
were a nice touch. Still not a fan though.
You don't like them. What don't you like about them?
The color scheme is not great.
They're perfectly like, they're the perfect, like it's just subtle enough to be an alternate and not too flashy.
It would have been better.
It's kind of like Color Rush. It's like the Tampa Bay Bucks Color Rush wasn't crazy, but it was like something different.
Bro, the fucking. No.
It looks...
Miami ones are incredible.
I mean, I don't know who designed them. You're yelling at me like I designed them.
Because you're asking me what don't I like about it. I'm telling you.
I mean, fuck, bro.
Those are a max design to have. No. They literally were like...
I don't have way more drip.
Bro,
you saw my designs. That shit popped off.
Yeah, you're a psycho for that.
The bananas.
Ronald McDonald's.
Bro, sponsored by McDonald's. Bro,
it's so easy. Anybody could say something about Ronald McDonald. I just got a comeback for every fan base, like in the league.
The Ronald McDonald one, have you seen that video where it's like,
or he's mad at the guy
beating him up?
Yeah, that's going to be him. Like, yeah, keep talking shit. That's going to be you.
No, I just think the Chicago one is like, Chicago, if you guys haven't been there, have you been there?
I haven't.
You've been there. I know that.
Gotta go.
Chicago is such a cool ass city. And
certain parts.
No, but like the allure of Chicago.
Stay it's in
like
the city. New
York. Most of New York is dog shit, but New York is still a cool ass city.
Mm-hmm. New York is like Chicago, just bigger.
Yeah, Chicago's just cleaner. Like downtown.
Yeah, but that's because there's more places to clean because it's so big.
No, but I'm saying, okay, Chicago.
Dummy.
The allure. Bro, you tell me the city birthed Chief Keef and you can't come up with something better than Wrigleyville?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's Southsider. Well, for sure he's Southsider.
Bro, Hubie.
Is that a question?
You know what I mean? Like,
I need every Chicago rapper
to be pissed.
To be pissed at the Wrigleyvilles or to start wearing the Southside shit.
Hell yeah.
I need you to wear Southside Tim Anderson jersey in your fucking video.
I can't.
With 17 chains like you on, I mean, like your mean Mercedes.
I can't say shit until the Angels come out. You know my stance.
Well, we do have.
We're going to be barking a lot, and then ours is going to come out.
We're the first ones to say, like, if they're ass or not.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to fucking lie. I don't want
to. But he's still hoping they're not ass.
I think regardless of how they come out, I'm going to say they're ass.
What are the kids even if they're good. I'm not going to cap. I'm not going to cap and say I like him if I really don't.
All right, Salvador Perez up again.
If the Angels...
What is it?
If the Angels City Connects are top eight,
two outs.
If they're ass, I'm going to let everyone know they're ass. So...
Yeah, I guess. All right, let's get into the games.
I have no choice.
Have to.
Let's get into the games.
San Fran and Dodgers are up next. Those are going to be interesting.
Let's get into the games. Ooh, San Fran and the Dodgers?
Like the City Connects?
Oh, I'm roasting the shit out of... One of those two.
I guarantee you, I
wonder which one.
I'll let you guess which one.
I bet you the San Fran's going to be hot. Those Pride jerseys are fucking tight.
Fire.
They are fire.
Yeah. All right. Monday night against the Royals. Angels take the dub 8-3. That was Stassi's like coming out party.
Mm-hmm.
Bundy looked good and got run support. Got his first win.
He looked good-ish.
That was his first win?
He looked better.
Yeah, definitely better, but like...
His first win.
He's still not.
Damn.
I know.
He's still not BDB yet.
He's not ready to fuck yet. He's got a chub, but he's not fully erect. God damn. Fucking throw was elite.
That poor, I forgot his name already. Poor guy. He'll have a good career. But that kid that made his debut fucking lit his ass up 4-0. Like Howard or something.
Cower. Jackson Cower.
Yeah, he's a coward.
Terrible name. Monday was the birth of something that like, and this is how... like you and I try to plan things for the podcast, and sometimes they don't really go as like planned, or like we'll be like, hey, let's go to a bus stop and sit there, take pictures, and like sometimes it goes well, sometimes it pops off, whatever. Monday,
how did that not pop? The bus stop.
It did. I mean, I think it did enough. It served its purpose. It wasn't a 2,000 like tweet.
That's true.
Monday, and it might have not popped off to the general public, but to like the true Rocky supporters, they fucking loved Dad Cam.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Dad Cam was fucking popping off. My dad, like, he just does this thing where like he just spells shit incorrectly.
Homer, and,
bro, when he put when he fucking put Guiguan, oh my God!
I honestly think it's a treat where like I'm obviously. You guys know my dad.
G-U-I?
The general public doesn't.
G-U-A-N. Guiguan.
Even the day ones, like, don't know. But it's just like when... I think fire. That might be, like, my, like... That is the most entertaining person to go to a game with.
Bro, and I wish he was here. So
I believe it.
I would knight him.
And he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care about... Like, he knows Trout. He knows...
That was my fault. I should have fucking gone because I wanted to hang out with him.
But also... Good. Well, he still would have went regardless, but...
No. I should have gone to, like, be part of that.
That would have been...
I know.
Carl/Dad Cam would be...
Electric. Too much.
It would be electric. It's actually funny. I want to get him a jacket. Too much. I want to get him a jacket and do jacket tweet. That would be funny.
He needs a jacket tweet.
So, yeah. He needs to go to more games because the Dad Cam was electric.
You put jacket tweet.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Monday, great fucking game.
Solid game to be at, huh?
Yeah, hit party, home runs. You know, it did get a little dicey there for a second. As an Angel, like, it's never an Angels game without, like, feeling a little nervous. Mm-hmm. So it was up 4-0. Then they come back 4-2. And I got up from out of the seats to go get beer and go take a piss. And while I was up to get beer and take a piss, that's when they scored the two runs.
Did you go cack?
No. I didn't. I wouldn't have had time. If I cacked, they would have been tied 4-4. So they got all their runs when I wasn't in the seats. I went back in the seats. Then it was 4-2. And then we kind of pulled away. And that's a good game to go to. I can't believe that you and I go to games where they lose and we still have fun.
It was a good game to watch on TV, too.
Yeah, it was pretty tight.
Yeah.
Even better in person, though.
I think it was 7. It was like 7-3. And then fucking Angels Twitter is like, Alex Claudio's in his four runs, a big enough lead.
But that's
I saw that.
A serious question, though.
This is the Alex Claudio episode?
It is the Alex Claudio episode, and I don't think four runs is enough, ever. I honestly don't feel comfortable until it's two Grand Slam game.
What's a good margin?
Or two Grand Slam game.
Or if it's three runs or less and Rysell comes in.
It could be a tie game, Rysell comes in, I feel good.
No, but I'm saying like if it's a save situation, basically, is what I was getting at.
For sure. So Monday was great. I was bummed that I was hyping up Rysell the whole game, and then it turns out we didn't need him. So which
is too good.
Which sucks. He hasn't pitched in a minute. I think since we went, right?
He hasn't pitched since Friday, yeah.
That's crazy. That's good though. Because you don't want that, obviously. You want to rest him, but is a week might be too long.
It's 5-1 right now.
They wouldn't.
Or 5-2.
5-1.
I mean, it's 5-1 or 6-1, so 5-1. I can't see. So
they put him in?
If they score another one, I think if
what's the save situation?
I think if they get...
What's the exact definition? Three runs?
It's three runs, or it's like... I think if they get a runer on second...
And someone DM me. Don't put it on public because that's going to look embarrassing, but DM me.
I mean, we're saying real. The world.
Yeah, but not everyone, you know.
Listen.
I heard a good example, ironically enough, from Gary Vee, that you know how you and I watch from inning one to inning nine?
Yeah.
People don't do that with this podcast, so they'll tune in to like the Ohtani home runs, the Trout throws, this, and that. They'll tune into that, but they won't do inning 1-9 unless they're true diehards. So I just figured I could just say shit, and half the people won't.
Which I think most of the listeners are, though, at this point.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
That's real. Like, that's a testament to you guys, man, because we really can't stop hitting. And that's Stassi again. The guy's incredible.
Stassi. There's no fucking Carl Stassi. Said it once. Yeah. Say it again.
Yeah, there's Alex Claudio.
I was going to say, let's remember Alex Claudio. I'm back.
But yeah, testament to you guys that really ride with us and got us to 1K. I mean, it's pretty fucking
tight. Yeah, that was cool. 1K.
Hell yeah.
It's tight that people are like, wake up like, yes, there's a new episode of these dorks and this girl wearing the jacket.
I still think it was because of me. You're welcome.
Then we got to 1K?
Yeah.
Yeah, had to be.
Yeah, but then you professed your love for us. So like, you showed your hand.
I know.
You did fold too quickly. Like, you got to get better at shit talking.
It's like, never mind.
That's
I love
not
you.
Me.
Just kidding. Love you guys. Like, yeah, that's too fast. I didn't even have time to react.
Well, damn.
Just get better at it. Okay. I can't have you at a Dodgers game being like, you the next suck. Time I just
need,
kidding.
The next time I need to talk shit, I'm going to ask you first.
What team do you hate the most?
Yes, say it. Say it.
I have two.
Say the first one.
Dodgers.
Yes.
Second is the Oakland A's.
What?
And that's, I'll tell you why.
Oh, I don't hate that. Sorry, Dallas.
Because
we don't hate Dallas.
No, but every time I hate somehow.
Well, someone said they hate the Angels. I want an apology too. Like, I hate the Angels. Sorry, Max. Like, yeah.
No, in my history of going to Angels games, I always somehow end up at an Oakland A's game.
They win.
And we lose.
Yeah, Oakland's.
Every time.
Oakland's.
And that just.
Pain in the ass.
Pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah, I can see that.
Dude, it's so annoying.
When do I get to see fireworks?
True. Yeah, that's a good one. I want to see fireworks.
I mean.
You got to go on Saturday when Max doesn't invite you.
Exactly. You know what
I mean?
True.
Uh-oh.
All right. Tuesday. Another one. 8-1 with the mammoth. And I hate that word, mammoth. That's like a dead elephant, so let's not use it. Dead mammoth.
Shohei with a woolly mammoth to center.
Jesus Christ, that ball was crushed.
It was a bomb.
And I was like, when I saw it hit there, I was like, ooh, like I think our boy might be able to get that ball.
Nope.
10 rows behind
Nel
him.
Nel Pastel.
Crazy. Club 240 was blessed. Like the first day that they made that Club 240 account, shout out to whoever did that.
Halo's year.
How do you know that?
Because I know everything.
You're weird.
You are.
Shout out to him making Club 240, and oh, yeah. The day that it was birthed, they hit a fucking rocket to Club 240. Bless it. It was raining baseballs. That was the furthest baseball I've ever seen hit. I don't want to say Joey Gallo. Too fat.
Not Barry Bonds either. So. Barry hit a fucking.
Barry just went to the tunnel though, didn't it?
Bro, Barry could have hit it. Over the tunnel, like,
but it went. The one he hit was in, the, like, landed in the tunnel.
I think it hit off the top. It fell down.
Jesus Christ!
We hit 5 home runs that game, which is pretty fucking crazy.
It's insane
to think about. Like, all of our runs came from home run, and we got 8 of them
that game.
Yeah,
holy moly!
It was Shohei 2-run, Stassi 2-run, Iggy, Upton, Ward
2-run,
2-1,
yeah, 2-run.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so then those
yeah, that's 8 runs.
That was 8, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
I forgot how to math.
Yeah, you did. You do suck at math.
I'm actually really good at math.
All right. No, that was Tuesday was another great game. It was just like it was fun to see Shohei having fun, and then obviously he was Hin Dog yesterday.
He didn't get to that level.
No, he didn't. Mm-mm. Not at all.
He was like a keen mutt.
No, he was like Hin Dog.
But he was like a dog, and he was like
a low end Hin Dog.
He was like a combination of like
on the spectrum. It was a little lower.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
He's on the spectrum.
He's on the spectrum. No. Hin Dog, but he was like level one Hin Dog.
Yeah, I just think, and I hate to say this, but like he probably let his foot off the gas when he's like, "We're fucking smoking them."
Yeah,
he still went 6 1/3, bro.
Yeah,
and gave up one run.
Hoping he gave up no runs. Like, I really wanted him to end it with no runs.
Was that
fun
that I just blacked out that I didn't realize it was 8-1?
Yeah, are you not entertained?
I mean, I guess I am.
I guess.
That's where I'm like.
I'm focused like on, like, the sweep is done. Get the broom out. I'm focused on the fucking D-backs. I want another sweep.
Hell yeah.
I have some shit in the chamber for, like, if we beat them.
What is it? What's in the chamber? Tell me after.
No, like, you know how Cat always says, go snakes?
Yeah.
Like, no snakes.
No snakes. That's a good idea.
You can't put it out now.
Nah, it's fine.
We should just put a video of,
if we win.
We should put a video of
Do we have any videos of
Steve Irwin?
Do we have any videos of D when he's
just a dead snake?
No. That's too soon. Too soon.
Jesus Christ. All right.
No, remember when D, when he used to fucking send us videos of smoking snakes?
I'm actually over the sword now, so I'm just going to put it down.
I'm holding it the whole time.
All right.
What's
going on?
Yeah, so we got the D-backs, 3 games. Really wish we could go.
Yeah.
But hey, I'll be.
How about this? I wish Hawaii had a baseball team.
Bro, I'm interested to see like what we're going to do there. As that might sound weird, is like talking about us, but
I'm not going to do anything.
No, like what we're going to do. We're going to put shit out.
Yeah. I mean, I need to find someone for Twitter because
we're going to come up with an idea.
Watch all the games.
So Wednesday is going to be a wild day probably on Twitter, just so you guys know.
I'm debating putting taking my laptop with me.
I'm taking it.
Just take it.
Yeah.
Throw it in the backpack.
I'm not trying to like put, because we already fucked this up and said we're going to Arizona, now we're not. But
sorry.
Like Wednesday, the Angels play the D-backs at 1 or 12:30, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's 9:30 Hawaii time.
A.M.
So we're going to wake up and just get it fucking going.
Go.
So it could potentially get dicey on Twitter that day with us.
It's a real possibility.
Slamming drinks at 9 a.m. But yeah, I mean, we're not going to leave you guys high and dry. We're going to keep tweeting, keep putting our shit out and probably film some shit, have some fun. But yeah, I am kind of looking forward to disconnecting a bit. Probably not going to disconnect fully like from sports and baseball and stuff. But if you guys work, yeah, if like we all have 9-to-5s and then we do this, like it's not easy and it's not. It's obviously very gratifying and we enjoy doing it. Like I know it's not your first rodeo, like we did King, so you already know what it's about, but it is cool to disconnect when you get a chance. It's cool to just like appreciate, especially somewhere like Hawaii, it's cool to appreciate the surroundings and it's cool to just realize like, yo, I'm on a fucking island somewhere. It's like the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
My favorite part is that you guys are still going together.
That's pretty fun. It's the irony of like the running joke. We've known each other for a while now. The running joke was like, oh, like your boyfriend Max, like your boyfriend Carl, like blah blah blah.
That's not a joke.
And now it's like
it's accurate.
Is it still a joke?
You're going on vacation together.
And it's not a joke.
And it's Pride Month.
That's a new level.
It's not a joke.
And it's Pride Month. Hey, guy from Biggs?
Threesome. All right, Monica, you want to get us into Halo and Home Run of the Week?
I just had an interesting
hell yeah. But all right, I think Monica home run of the week is fucking obvious.
Has to be.
I mean.
And he always does this to us.
Every time.
He makes it so difficult for us to not choose him.
But the beauty of this week is that there was so many to choose from.
That's true. That's a good point. Because.
Right? I mean, there was a ton.
Yeah, his is definitely the best.
Like home run of the week, hands down.
But. Yeah, I mean, shit. He always does it to where it's like. He makes it so hard not to choose him. But then like last week we had none, or we had the one, Walsh. Yeah. And this week we have like 7 to choose from.
I love options.
What if we did, since Shohei's was so obvious, what if like it's parallel universe home run of the week and it's Keon Wong robbing that one?
Ooh. That's like web gem of the week.
That's pretty tight, huh?
I know, but I don't want to do, we got to do fucking, it is what it is. Like we got like
Otani's on our team.
We're not doing the LeBron's not the MVP thing. If you're the MVP, Otani hit the home run of the week. Otani hit the home run of the week.
100%.
Mike Trout needs to hear this. And if you want to win home run of the week, get your ass back. Start hitting some jacks.
Like it's not our fault. He's on our team.
It's not. It's always going to be home run of the week. It's always going to be an angel.
But what I mean is it's not our fault. He's on our team and he keeps hitting bombs.
That's what I'm saying. Tell the other guys to step up.
What if Mike Trout comes back fat as fuck?
I will cry.
Bro, I would like lose it.
Actual so tears.
Funny. He just comes out with like the illest dad bod.
Nah, we saw him watching Pup Patrol or whatever.
Paw Patrol,
dude. I don't fucking know.
No.
Why would I know?
You should know.
No. Just know.
You're a homeowner now. You're going to play Paw Patrol.
I'm not doing any. Oh, dude, the crib.
You're done.
I didn't want to talk about it. But
I'm already over you talking about it. I want to hear it.
Carl Wild Wings is going to be lit. That's all I'm going to say.
You know what I want to say? I'm not going to.
All right. So Otani is the home run of the week.
Home run of the week.
Right? Okay. Good choice, Monica. And Halo of the week, a little bit tougher. But in this Royals series, in the series before that, Seattle, who really stepped up? Who really shined? I know it's hard having a bright-ass star like Otani. But who other than Otani really, like...
Who has 14
home runs? It's really, year. Like, Otani, Halo of the Week every week, and who's going to take it from him?
Who has 14 home runs this year?
J-Up.
Who's hitting 400 in the leadoff spot, it seems like?
J-Up. J-Un.
Who is the greatest leadoff hitter of all time?
Justin Onion.
Who is the Halo of the Week?
Who is Justin Onion?
Playing Jeopardy?
He's Justin Onion.
There's only one... All right. Correct answer.
I like that. I actually like that, but I think I have to go a different direction.
Oh.
It's got the best name in the history of names.
No.
It's pretty trash.
But yeah.
Team is 10-5 with them. About to be 11-5 with them.
I was going to say the same.
Maximilian Stassi.
Look.
No way. He's in?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
This is just work.
There's no way.
Raisel Iglesias just came into the game, and it's not a save situation, but he is... coming off of what, 4 days of rest? That's a lot of rest. Five days because
I hate being late because then I had to tweet it. Fuck.
Tuesday. So today would have been five.
Yeah. Busy on the pod.
Huh?
He said he hates being late.
Live. You guys get to see live reaction.
Yeah, we're not late. Yeah, I just think Max Stassi's a solid pick because he really does seem like a spark plug that, which is kind of funny. Like, well, Rysel is just a god.
He just struck someone out.
Yeah. Stassi is a spark plug in a sense that's like when you see him in the lineup, it's like a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up to like Magazuki, but he's kind of done it to himself.
I mean, you get the opportunity to play and then you don't produce. You can't really be mad when the guy comes after you and produces, and it sucks. I've been in that position personally as a beer pong player where you just suck in and then someone fills in for you and then they just start drilling everything and you want to blame the wetness of the table. You want to blame the balls. You want to blame, are these cups regulation? And it's like, no, you got to look in the mirror and just say, hey, I suck. Yeah, and that if you really want to win, you got to let your partner take over. And I think it's real big of Kurt Suzuki, from what I know, has just been asked to do his role and has been playing his role. He stood up for Otani, and now he's just playing his role as a role man. Can't really ask for much more from a backup catcher. Don't fuck things up too bad. Play your role. Give Stassi a break.
When needed.
How about that kid saying he's in the stands?
Dude, that was the best.
Let's talk about that. Because it did look like him. I thought that was him. Is that racist?
Awesome. Well, it looked like Bobby Lee. It did not look like him.
Is that racist?
I don't know, because I feel like if you do it with like...
This is a crispy hairline king, by the way.
I know exactly who it is.
Cool. Love that.
It's like if you... Fuck, I don't know.
I don't think it was racist. I just thought, hey, it looked like him. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, but if someone's
then why like, are you questioning it?
But if you see a fucking Dominican guy out there like, hey, look, it's Rysel
Iglesias. No, not Dominican, like, though.
Yeah, you're fucking like, racist.
Who's someone...
If it was a black guy out there and someone's like, oh, look, Justin.
No, because that's not racist. That guy looks like him.
Like, he not look like Chris Suzuki.
I mean, I didn't really get a good look. I just knew it was an Asian guy wearing an Angels jersey. Like, that could be Chris Suzuki.
I know.
Now,
but I'm
that's
saying,
racist.
That's like, racist.
Whatever. I just got canceled. I gave myself a splinter.
Did he walk somebody?
Ouch.
Yeah. Did he just walk somebody?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's
holy shit, dude.
That's incredible.
Holy moly.
I don't know. People that were like, how could you do this? Like, you're the problem. Like, also, shut the fuck
up. When Halo Weezy was apologizing, I was like, what are you apologizing for? Don't apologize, Halo. Free Halo Weezy. That's the homie.
Yeah, that was... When you tweeted that, I was like, ooh, let's see where this goes.
That was pretty funny. I feel like that account can do no wrong.
Halo Weezy?
Our account.
Oh, because we're...
A Rocks General
We're account. Pretty cool with everybody. Like,
So. Some haters...
Yeah, but those haters are like,
we'll don't say shit to our face, though.
Those haters are like, we
Everyone
don't
want Everyone needs haters.
Was that dope play? Let's fucking go.
No, it wasn't just one. Haters are chill. Like, bro, I wouldn't like associate myself with you anyway.
I don't think it's that. I just think they wouldn't say it to our face.
No. But also, it's like, if you, the people that confirmed hate on us, like, I don't want to hang out with you or be cool with you anyway.
I almost, like, it frustrates me because I want them to like the brand. Like, I want you to like the brand. You also need to know that I am an Angels fan. I'm not just going to sit up here and talk about what Roger Lodge talks about. Like, I'm going to try to make it fun. I'm going to try to make it a twist. And that might not be everyone's cup of tea. You know what I mean?
And that's okay.
To call Max Stassi his fans stassholes, like, probably isn't going to rub people the right way. Probably, and then to be really we're more on, like, the optimistic side. That probably bumps people out. You wanting Javi Baez probably, like, tickles some people the wrong way. But it's just like, bro, we're just guys being dudes. Go to a game with us, and like, I promise you'll have a good time. Regardless of what we tweet, because we have Angels friends, Angel fans friends that are more negative, and then we have some that are like really optimistic, and right. Then we have some like Primo who fucking wants to trade everybody, and then like, but that's what makes a community.
Greg,
you can't just like,
we're done.
You can't just like shun people. You can't just like shun people and be like, hey, we all like the Angels, but no, you can't like them because you don't like them the way that I like them. Da, 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 da. Like you're, and obviously, like, no. If you're really that, unless it's a GM's burner account, it's like, you know, jack shit.
Perry,
you know,
burner?
You know, just as much.
I know, but it's funny.
Yeah, I know. Said like, that. Like, because there's people being like, oh, we should do this move and this move and this move. It's like, bro, you work at FedEx. You don't know much more than anyone else that works at another place that likes the Angels.
No FedEx slander will be tolerated.
Everybody likes the team. If you like the Angels and you like me, I like you.
Yeah.
Simple.
I agree. But the recipe is also like, we've never had anyone say like, oh, going to a game with these guys seems like a nightmare.
I would love to see that.
That would be funny. And then you go on their page and it's a picture of like a washed out David Fletcher or something, or like a fucking...
I just think we're
like, oh yeah, makes sense.
Within the thousand, we've acquired some diehards that, again, it's probably impossible to go to every game with us or to many games with us, but I think a good percentage of them would want to go with us if logistically possible. I think Club 240 is Club 240 for a reason. And if, look, if you don't like it, I mean, we're trying to make the fan base better. We're trying to make it more of a party environment, more of like, let's have a good time. And hashtag no easy buckets on the Angels. And if you're against that, then you don't like the Angels.
Yeah, it's... Damn, you walked another one?
Damn, Marcel, you can get bored, buddy.
Oh, no.
It's hard because...
He needs a haircut.
If our biggest...
405 West Commonwealth.
If our biggest gripe is...
Look at that thing.
We cuss too much, or like you cuss too much, or like we're too wild.
How the fuck do you single me out?
We're too crazy.
Why are you singling me out?
I have a sword and I can't.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'll just end you right now. All right. If that's the biggest gripe about us, like these guys are too crazy, they're too wild, then it's like maybe, I don't know, maybe you need to reevaluate like fandom.
Side note, I listened to the podcast from Monday and I was like, I cuss way too much.
Thank God, finally someone beats me.
So you're perfect in Club 240.
Jesus like, oh, Christ, shit. Dude. I know, because then I get chastised.
What if cussing? Barbara comes up to her and like, hey, young lady.
Hey, I know your brother. It's like, that's not my brother. But you guys actually cuss the same. All right. I mean, Homer of the Week, Otani. Halo of the Week, Stassi. Because, I mean, he's been a clear spark plug of, like, what this team has needed. And I'll give into this. When we signed him and last year and the year before, Max Stassi to me was a fucking potato chip. Could give a fuck about him. Now?
Love him.
Cornerstone. Blue chip angel.
He heard Giraffe Neck Mark talk shit on him.
I mean, how about that? And how frustrating must it be? Because, like, nothing against Giraffe Neck Mark personally.
Oh, no, he's a fucking doofus.
Like, nothing against him personally, but, like, that's got to suck. Like, to put that out and then, like, just be completely off, like, that's got to suck.
Max Stassi is below average catcher.
What about the guy? What about the guy this morning that I quote tweeted and he's like, well, Andrew Heaney, you can't go off of this one good start. And it's just like, you just didn't even watch.
Bro, he's
didn't even reply to me because he's like, yeah, I didn't. Like, you didn't even watch.
He's at like five in a row.
He legitimately has had like three good starts in a row. And it's like, I just have to tell the guy, like, hey, you just didn't watch, huh? And he's like, no reply because he's like, you know, he just didn't.
How about a guy on Twitter was like,
I love Twitter.
Hopefully he channels the like spirit of Tyler Skaggs. Like, dude, why do you even say things like that?
Oh, my.
Like, people are so fucking nuts on that.
Well, did you see the Angels put a pride tweet out and people were like, yo, just win games. Like,
oh, I did see that.
I was like, hey, yo, Pride Month.
I did see that.
What the
fuck? All right, how about a picture of your pussy?
No, we're not doing that, bro. That guy, I don't know. This is constant tags. You be careful. Head on a swivel, Monica.
Monica, we're not going to release your app because.
Oh, I'm going to.
No, don't, dude. There's going to be another haha, buddy, Monica fucking situation.
Oh, shit.
Bro, she's going to be done.
I have enough things.
Turn that. Oh, I need that.
Bang. Light it up. Let's go. Sweep.
Boom.
Fuck the Royals.
Break the brooms out.
Let's go.
Shout out these boys.
Anthony Rendon does not care about anything.
Still looks like he doesn't give a fuck.
So the Angels just won.
You guys crazy.
Love that. Love that for me. Love that for us.
Don't say me first.
I love it for me most first and foremost.
Why would you say
I love it for
that?
Me.
My mental health is better when they win.
I'm not going to say they swept because I asked for a sweep, but. Yeah,
I mean, you should tweet that. Be like, the Angels swept because I asked them to politely.
Definitely.
And then people are going to like ask them to sweep again so we could sweep again.
I might.
Real quick.
And then Catherine's going to say, no, please.
I'm going to say, I don't care.
Sorry, Catherine.
Sorry, you're casualty. Real quick, shout out to everybody who supported and bought the Vote Shohei, Vote Wall shirts. Those came out a lot better than I had anticipated. Like, they took off and we're working on other stuff. There's going to be much more, like a lot more things like that. And I could see that people like that because there's nowhere to like buy these kind of things for the Angels. Like, no one makes stuff like this for the Angels other than the Angels, and they don't do it. So, still looking for a jacket guy. Still working on jacket night. Everyone that's bought a shirt, it will ship at least tomorrow. So you should have it by the next time they're home, which they play the Giants. So I want to see those in the stands. Take a picture of them, wearing them. I'm going to be wearing mine at the next couple games. And, yeah, I have one for you, too.
I'm not going to wear it.
And one for you.
Don't I was going to say, and me?
One for your brother.
Oh, he did tell me about that. He did ask. That's very nice of you.
I think
a lot of people were mine. A lot of people were being really supportive, and I feel like I could have charged more. I should have, but I didn't. And fuck.
Is this our first three-game win streak of the season?
No.
I think it is.
It's not.
Is it our first sweep? Didn't we say that last
week?
Yeah.
First sweep, yeah.
We go on 2-game win streaks.
No, we did three. I mean, we were 3-1.
When?
When we played the White Sox. 3-1, and then...
Yeah, we won the
first game of the next series. They've been 3-game win streaks before.
We've never gone on 4, huh?
This Friday.
Check back.
No snakes.
No snakes. Yeah, but I mean, let's... How you feeling?
I'm good. I mean, shit. I thought I would be happier.
You just slept. Yeah, fucking chewed up.
I feel good that that bitch picked me up in that Uber and took me home after my yacht party.
Feels Look, good.
Look, we did what we said we were going to do.
They are who we thought they were. We went
5-2 in the homestand. I think if we told anyone, hey, we're going to go 5-2 this homestand, they'd be like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Now we're going on a road trip. 3 with the D-backs. 4 with the A's? 3 with the A's.
3 D-backs, 3 A's, 4 Tigers.
It's a long road trip.
Don't hate that.
No, so it's 3 D-backs, 3 A's, and then 4 at home against the
Tigers.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't hate that.
I don't either.
We just got a 2-1 with the A's, which, I mean, that's going to be... A's is probably going to be the toughest one. So we got to win 3 in Arizona, 1 in Oakland.
And as of today, we have exactly 100 games left.
Also... Now it's like fact, AL West 5-0 today.
That's crazy. Shows you how well we've been playing.
Should I find Jesse's tweet where he said NFC East and then just be like,
not yet.
5-0 today.
Not yet.
Why not?
It's crazy that
why not?
We're 11-4 our last 15 and we're still like 5 games back. Like that's how well our division's been playing. Pisses me off.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. As usual, make sure if you need a haircut, you check out Rico's on 405 West Commonwealth, right down the street from downtown Fullerton. Make sure you come and specifically ask for Max's time slot. He's going to love that. 405 West Commonwealth.
If you go to Hawaii without a haircut, I'll give you $100.
What the fuck? You think $100 is worth that for me?
I'm going to take your time slot.
Is that a lot to you?
Monica's going to get the... Yeah, you're telling me not to be on my phone, and you fucking do that on the mic.
Boots on the ground.
On the mic.
Boots on the ground, working. Just send me the clip to the last out of the game.
Yeah, beautiful. Watch Bally Sports.
He clipped it. He was at the game. Boots on the fucking ground.
Watch Bally Sports West.
Was boots on the ground. All right, you talk about...
Fucking dork. Get off your phone.
I'm tweeting. Doesn't matter. I know you don't see it as work. Clown,
don't do it during on the podcast.
The tweeter.
Just talk, carry the team for a little.
Motherfucker.
AD needs some time on the bench. LeBron, take it over.
You've been on, you're a Disney. You've been 2 on the bench,
and you're fucking LeBron.
You've been on the bench. Yeah, I'm changing my number. I'm changing my number, and I'm changing podcasts next time. I'm gonna do a fucking Mariners podcast next season.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's
called Rotary Club.
Fuck.
Oh, that would be fucking gas.
It's gonna be called Fish in the Hallway.
No, it should be called Rotary Club.
What is that?
Remember that was the like group chat that they were in that they were talking shit on the players.
Rotary Club?
Seattle's Rotary Club. It's like a rich person's club.
I never heard about that.
You don't know what that is?
No, maybe if you got off your phone, you could explain it to me.
Yeah, rich.
Yeah, what is it?
It's
is it like the Elk Lodge?
I think so, but just richer.
a little more high class.
Yeah, I'm the Grand Master.
No offense to the Elk Lodge.
Bro, we went to the Elk Lodge. We've told this story before on the podcast, but... We went to the Elk Lodge for a card show.
Mm-hmm.
We're just minding our business, walking around and shit. It was all right. Like, I don't think we even bought anything, but...
Yeah, we didn't.
We were just walking around, and then we walk outside, and it's like... It's just like a list of... Like, you see that the haircut thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a list of people's faces, and then has, like, their titles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Grand Master. Like, Assistant to the Grand Master. Like, Grand Wizard.
Don't say... No, not the Grand Wizard.
It was like, it was shit that you're like, yo, like if if I was in the Elk Lodge with someone and I had to call them Grandmaster, I'd be like, hey, dude, fuck you. You're not
what grand. If you were the Grandmaster?
The only grand I say is Grandpa or Grandma. That's it.
If you were the Grandmaster, do you want them to call you Grandmaster? If I'm
Grandmaster, I want them to call me Carlos. That's it.
Carlos.
Remember we were talking earlier about a Rendon maybe not having a personality or not caring?
Yeah.
There's a video out right now. I'm just looking at it after, you know, post-dub Angel's Twitter. He put sunscreen all over the camera lens.
Oh, so he just said, is that a personality?
He's
a
dick. So he is Hat Heat 6.
He's just a dick.
He's just an asshole.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit Rendon, guy.
What the fuck?
Asshole, man, is still a personality.
He's a bullshit guy, dude.
That is unbelievable.
Bro, that's insane.
He was like, y'all think I have no personality.
Or maybe
that's here you fucking way. Go.
That's his way of saying like, hey, pitchers, here's your sticky stuff.
What the fuck?
Oh, it might be.
So funny.
Dude, what a dick.
That's hilarious.
Hat Heat 6?
He does have a personality. I told you.
Also, Hat Heat 6 was like,
so maybe he's like 20% human.
Maybe.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
Could be.
100% asshole. Hat Heat 6 was trying to talk shit to me at Over the Line this weekend, and then he just fucked up the next play.
Yeah, I think both of you had like a little streak of that going on.
I never fucked up the following play. I was talking shit to him and made a play right as I was talking shit.
All right.
And then Hat Heat 6 is like, Jason Tatum, I'm only 16. Like, bro, shit.
That is his favorite line right now, though.
What?
I'm only 15, 16, or whatever. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm treating you like a 25.
Don't step into the fucking lines then if you're a Cub, bro.
Exactly. All right, Carl, what went on in the MLB this week? What's the big storyline? What pissed you off? What got you hot?
Baseball, as many of you may know, is a game of entitled, mostly rich, mostly white people, the consumers anyway. Mostly older and generally not too fond of pushing the envelope or changing around the norm that people are used to. With that comes a lot of backlash when things are done differently than they have been the previous 100 plus years that this game has been going on. So today, the Padres, I guess they allowed fans into where, like, the journalists work, like the team reporters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy acted like it was someone walking in on his girl showering. Like, he's like, what a breach of, like,
privacy?
Yeah, like, privacy. He's like,
okay.
Like, they're not allowed, like, way too open with like allowing these people to come watch us. And like, it's, I want to look at the tweet. That's how fucking bad it pissed me off.
Real quick, let me stop you there. There's a song called We'll Never Be Royals. Can you sing that for me?
We'll never be swept.
All right, cool.
Oh, there's
it's like, and we'll never be royals. Is that right?
Yeah,
it is.
We'll never it's be Lord, royals. And she has cheeks, in case anyone's wondering.
I was. Thank you for letting me know.
Yes. So this is fucking
royals.
Dork. Let me see.
She like British?
She's something.
Yeah, she is. I'm looking for this fucking tweet. I can't
play a clip of that song. I can't song
find
right
this
now.
Tweet, bro.
I don't know if we can.
Right. Damn, sorry. The podcast came to a screeching halt, but
my version?
Yeah, way better.
Thanks.
I just had it. Fuck,
Monica,
man.
What pissed you off in Major League Baseball while Carl finds that?
What
went on this week?
Posting about Borelli's too much. Oh, I found it. Sorry, Monica.
Okay, go.
Yeah, hold that thought.
This guy, he fucking says, so I'm assuming this guy works for the Padres or he's like a beat writer or something, which the beat writers are also getting a little too fucking carried away lately.
I feel like a lot of them have like really big heads.
That's exactly what I mean. So this fucking guy says, the Padres allow fans to invade press box to take photos during work. So lame. It's like, dude, if someone came into my office and took a picture of me on the fucking computer, sometimes watching YouTube videos, sometimes getting my shit done. Like, how does that affect me in any way?
I'm still doing my job.
If anything, it's saying, hey, this is what they do. In case you're interested, this is what you'll be doing. Or if you're not interested, you won't pursue this field. Like, who gives a fuck? You feel that entitled to where not only are you fortunate enough to write for a baseball team and you probably get pretty well taken care of. And I know it's a grind. You have to travel, or you have to like write a law 162 times and shit. I was like, dude, you know how many people would kill for your fucking, for your job, like for that opportunity? So for them to be like, it also kind of goes back to when the players are like, I don't know. And I mean, I'm not a pro player, obviously. I don't know what it's like and like how demanding it is. But when they're like, we don't have to talk to you guys, like you're not entitled to hear from us. And it's like, bro, it's kind of what you signed up for. Mm. Like, what's the, like, what do you really think is being accomplished from, like, our life is going to be fine if you don't speak to the media, if you don't, but like, you just seem like a fucking asshole. And I know people don't care about that. Clearly, Anthony Rendon's sunscreen all over the camera.
But psycho.
Like, just don't be a dick. And like, these beat writers, a lot of them are just pretentious, like, dickheads. And I know that, like, the running joke with Angel's Twitter is, like, the beat writer that left to go be the beat writer for the Dodgers, how he was kind of just, like, a fucking dork. But I don't know. It just makes me feel weird that there's people out there that are like, I can't believe my privacy was invaded because people came in and took pictures of our workspace.
What about baseball, like, makes people dorks? Like, why is it just that, like, this sport, like, even you take one of, like, so Shams Charania, to me, doesn't seem like the coolest guy in the party, but you put him next to baseball guys, and he's Drake.
He's prom king.
It's just unbelievable. Like, what about this sport makes people, like, not
baseball fun? Baseball is the, like, Elk Lodge of all sports.
Why is it making it not fun? Like, why are people, did you see the guy who's like, if you're batting with the elbow guard, you got to leave it on. Like, bro, what the fuck do you care? You're going to sit there, you're going to watch all 4 hours. He says he hates how when people are up to bat and they get to first base or second base, and they take off their elbow guard and their thing. He's like, you should wear what you have on in the box, wear it on the base path. I was like, are you old or dumb?
Or both.
I'm not even making this up. I wish I was.
What the fuck does it matter?
I was like, who the fuck cares?
I don't know.
That's what. And I mean, I guess it can be like a, don't get me wrong, bro. Baseball is boring sometimes.
No. Rendon, relax.
Sometimes it's.
No, I'm with you.
Sometimes it's a fucking drag. If your team has been like, if your team doesn't score runs for like, remember there was a stretch where the Angels scored 2 runs in like 23 innings? That was fucking boring to watch.
It's brutal.
It's not boring. I don't think you're bored. I think you're just hurt.
But the hurt eventually becomes boredom.
No, because I get bored watching like TV shows. And when I get bored, I just don't watch the show.
I get bored listening to you. It makes me sad.
I haven't finished The Conjuring, and I've seen it 4 nights in a row now. I'm watching 15 minutes at a time because I get bored and I fall asleep.
You're a weirdo, though.
Why?
You're Shams of The Conjuring.
Bro, I've seen The Conjuring.
You should become a movie critic.
I won't finish it. It'll take me a month to finish a movie.
Me and Monica will put this on our back. We'll be
we should
fine.
Do Rock's you movie be, time.
You become a movie critic.
No, I need to do this, and I will continue to talk about movies.
I'll do both.
A 5-star rating movie means I stayed awake the whole time.
You know what
so
we're
what's
do?
A 5-star rating movie?
Parasite. Fucking guy. I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Best movie I haven't seen it.
My 5-star rating Poverty. Movie. So I watched this movie. It was about this kid. He was like basically royalty, and he was supposed to like grow up and take the throne, but then he got into some shit, and then like his family imploded internally, and then he kind of got like excommunicated.
Who's this?
And he had to, it was like a redemption story, and then he had to come back and like reclaim the throne.
Uh-huh.
And that's like 10 out of 10 5-star movie to me.
What's it called?
The Lion King.
I was trying to figure out where the fuck he was going with this.
Let's go! All right.
In Hawaii, we have to watch Field of Dreams, like one of the nights.
Why?
Just so we know.
I don't know if I want to hang out with you like after we're done drinking.
I feel like Barstool Barnburner.
Oh, I need to get ready for that.
Is bad vibes if it's we prep. Don't watch Field of Dreams.
Prep. I need to watch it, actually. Yeah, you're right.
This guy, watch this guy. He said he doesn't want to hang out with me after we're done drinking. And I guarantee you a photo comes out.
Because you're going to be fucking rock hard, like, ready to bone.
Sleeping next to me.
Like, absolutely.
On my shoulder. Like,
no guaranteed. Doubt.
Nuh-uh.
No this doubt.
Fucking guy. And we're going to say, we tried watching Parasite and Max fell asleep 15 minutes in.
I don't like you.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
How many times could you watch Parasite? Like
straight? Three times.
Not like sit there back to back to back. But I'm saying, like, every time you watch it, are you like invested? Or you just know too much at this
point? No, probably like a lot. I haven't seen it in like a couple months. I go watch it right now, but then I'll probably wait another couple months. I know what's going to happen. It's just you pick up other things. It's like even like, so this is going to sound crazy, but when the Angels are done playing now, I'll go home and edit this and it'll be playing in the background and I'll just pick up on things that I missed. And it's like, that's, I don't know. Like, I just like watching. I don't like watching things twice, but sometimes it feels good to like, it gives me like a, like, so when we hit a double and it clears the bases, I feel like an endorphin high. Like my body releases endorphins.
Anthony Rendon in San Francisco.
And it feels good. Mm-hmm. And then when I rewatch the replay, like I know it's going to happen. And this is like 8 hours after the game. And I know that I know what's going to happen. It's like a 10% of that feeling. Like I feel it again.
Mm. Get like one endorphin.
Let's fucking go. Like, fucking go. So yeah.
So first it's like, let's fucking go. And then it's like,
there's no like, let's go. Yeah, there's no fucking, there's no like replacement for being at a stadium and like, and just three runs or four runs come in or whatever. Like, there's no replacement for that. There's no replacement.
Okay, so
zero.
Let's circle back because that might be why baseball is viewed as the least fun, because a lot of those moments are few and far between. Mm-hmm. In football, in,
but that shit's worth it when they're there.
I know, but in football, in basketball, in hockey, it happens every play.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This makes it more worth it. It's like delayed gratification.
I know, but that's
why. But it also sometimes can fuck you if it's like a 0-0 game. You're like, all right, any minute now.
And then
it's 1-0.
And yeah. You're like, fuck. No, but that's
but why. That's the, also, that's even a good
the people game. That are horny for action are not going to gravitate to baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're going to, like, the people with short attention spans, like a fucking
but 10, I almost like 10-year-old this better. Kid,
they're going to be like, oh my God, this guy just got cracked on this play, and then this guy took it to the house on the next play, and then kickoff return for a touchdown.
I almost like this better because it's like, if you can sit through and be patient for baseball and then go nuts, that's like the guy who has his shit together Monday through Friday, but then Friday 5 p.m. just fucking meth addict.
Meth addict.
Yeah, you.
Fentanyl.
That is an extreme.
So I think this might not be a hot take, but like baseball is not for everybody.
That's not a hot take.
Like as a fan.
That's a pretty common take.
Like as a fan, it's not for everybody because
it's brutal. 162 games.
Not everyone's
brutal
built to follow. For this.
Me and you even have our times where I'm like, I'm not it's watching a this lot. Shit.
I was at the gym last night with the Bash Bros, and they're like, I was like, oh, let's go. Like we I got the notification 8-1, uh-huh. And I was like, let's go. Like that's two in a row. We've won like 10 out of our last whatever. And then they're like, yeah, but we're still 5-6 games back. Like we're not gonna make it. And I'm like, yeah, but we have 100 games left. And
a long season.
And they're like, we have 100 games left.
Yeah, what the fuck? Hey, what the fuck, meatheads? Like, come on, bro.
I was like, yeah, bro. Literally, today is literally 100 games. Like, today is game 63.
There's still a lot of season left. So
there's 100 games left. Isn't it crazy to think that we just, like, what, Monday? Monday would have been the wrap of last season. Like, that amount of time.
That really puts it in perspective. Like, fuck, that was a short-ass season.
I hate that.
Yeah, so for anyone, like, whoever won that season to be celebrating as much as they are, like, that's weird.
Makes no sense. I hate that.
It's like a weird look.
I hate 60 games. I don't ever want to hear 60 games ever again.
Dude, whoever won the Cy Young during the 60-game season, like, bro, shit doesn't even count. Except Shane Bieber. It's fucked up.
All right. What do you guys want to see in the majors this week? Start off with Monica. What do you want to see? Angels, majors, I don't care. Whatever. What do you want to see?
I want to see another sweep.
God damn, Shardy. She came in with the gas.
Bonk.
Look, it worked the first time.
She's too horny for sweeps.
No, it worked the first time. It's got to work again.
All right.
Has to.
I'm with you. Another sweep would be incredible. So that would be a 6-game winning streak going into Oakland.
That would be incredible. That would be
crazy. If we're here on, well, I guess, Monday, right?
It would be Wednesday.
We wake up like, no, but like if we wake up Monday and we're like, yo, we fucking swept the D-backs onto Oakland. Like,
then it really doesn't matter what happens in Oakland.
Yeah, it does. Because those are like,
no,
because those are like two games.
If we get two games in Oakland, I'll be stoked.
I know, but I'm saying when we play the division leader, it's like playing two games. Like if we win,
yeah, that's like a two game.
It's like a two game win.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's true.
So,
oh, fuck, man. I just, if we sweep the D-backs, I don't know what's going to bring me down Monday. Like, nothing can bring me
down.
If
we sweep the D-backs, we're never getting artwork again. Just so you know.
Oh, we're getting artwork.
Just so you know.
No one's shipping anything.
Catherine's going to fucking excommunicate
us.
That's
so funny. No, I mean, it's just, I honestly get this, like, So we just had a 7-game homestand. We wrapped it up. There's not another homestand until Thursday. Well, a week from Thursday? A week from tomorrow.
A week from
today. Week from today.
There you go.
And I just get that like feeling, man. It's like fucking, I like this weekend, you couldn't, today, like you couldn't drag me to the game if you wanted to. Now that it's over and there's no home games to go to, is like now I want to go back to the Big A. And I don't, I love that fucking place. I love, I don't care what you say about the stadium. I don't need fucking SoFi Field or whatever. I want to be in section 240.
Heard him.
I want to be in section 240 with a beer, a little buzz, food in my stomach, Angels playing well. Like, that's where I want to be. And like, I get bummed out, like, going to my 9-to-5 job because I'm like, I don't want to be here. I have zero, like, yeah, cool, this pays the bills, whatever. And it's not the most, it's not the hardest job on the planet, but it's like, I want to make money watching the Angels and cheering for the Angels. So, soon. We need to sell more shirts. That's coming what
soon.
I'm saying.
Coming soon.
I want to see more shirt sales this week because that shit was fire. And I had to bug the shit out of my shirt guy because I ordered a certain number first and then those sold out. Then I ordered another number. Then those sold out. Then someone wanted hoodies. Then those sold, and it was just unbelievable. So I love doing that. And we have more designs coming. It's just our design guy is like kind of slow right now.
Yeah, but then yours gets done right away. Yeah.
Mine was, you see how simple mine was?
Makes sense. I'm really sick of this sword, but I've done it this whole time, so I have to, no, I have to finish.
Dude, your design is like kind of complex. My design person is like, they're just bang, bang with it. Like, they're just boom, boom, like easy.
Yeah, well.
If you could find a design guy that does it quick, I'll pay for it.
If you could hit a home run and miss first, I would laugh at you.
Who did that?
Keep Brian Hayes.
That sucks.
That's so sad.
Did you see that, Monica?
I did. I saw the replay, I think, on Twitter. And I
just hate that it had to be the Dodgers that had to be, oh, he didn't touch first. Like, come on, dude. You hit a fucking bomb off Walker Buehler. You hit a bomb off a pitcher like that, like, you shouldn't have to even run the bases.
But also, like, touch the fucking base. Like,
it's his second home run of the year. I mean, he's not used to rounding the bases.
It's funny. I watch these videos. It's this guy. He makes a ton of videos, but, like, he just records. He's on the field during pick up softball games, and he's just like has a camcorder, and there's this old man, not old, but like the oldest guy there, and whenever he hits a home run, he just like pretends to run the first and just comes back to home.
What?
Like, that's what Key Brian Hayes should have done.
Why do you watch that?
It's so tight.
That's psychopath.
They're so tight.
You're weird. Psychopath.
That's how much I love the game, bro.
You watching adult softball camcorders.
I love the game.
You're cam girl.
I'm horny for balls getting hit over fences.
That is crazy.
But yeah, I mean, and then after, did you see that where they're like, this, I think it was a Pirates beat reporter. He's like, the Pirates didn't have Key Brian available after the game. Like, they need to be held accountable. They did the same thing with the Craig guy after the bias situation.
Dick, bro.
Like, dude, how entitled can you be?
Reporters suck. Blow me.
Like, do you think that guy wanted to talk to you right now?
He doesn't want to talk to you anyway.
Like, let him.
You think he wants to talk to you after he missed home?
Nope.
Portnoy always says that, like, when he gets into beefs with, like, these reporters, he's like, the people that you're asking questions, like, don't like you. Like, they like us better. So,
that's a good point.
It's crazy. Fair. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine. Like, I mean, I'm not an athlete, but I can imagine, like, this guy with a pen and paper fucking dork. Like,
was it?
I don't know. People think we're dorks, too, I think, you know?
Say that first part again.
I don't know. I forgot what I said.
You want us to remind
you're
you?
You're not what?
An athlete? I mean, I'm not. I'm fucking sitting here talking about baseball.
Just kidding, dude.
Too many people like that tweet where I put like, oh, God, or point to the best baseball podcast that doesn't know shit about baseball of all time. Too many people like that tweet.
How many?
I don't know. Teens?
Teens?
Yeah, like in the teens.
Oh, because it's us?
And it was a rainbow pointing to the rocks. And I was like,
but what would you rather than not like it?
I don't know if they like it or not.
That's where it gets tricky.
No, maybe
like all publicity.
I want to know what you guys think. Leave Apple reviews though, for sure, because I want to know. Because I don't fucking know. We need to do more video stuff, but obviously that's like difficult because we need a camera person. But
the only way
I honestly think of a vlog video series of us going to the game and just filming from the moment that we step in. Are you gonna throw up?
No, it's just these.
From the moment we step into Karl Strauss to the moment we leave the parking lot, and they just capture that.
You should do vlog style.
I know, but it's 100%. Like, yeah, well, all right.
You invite come and hold me the camera. To the game.
You will not hold the camera for 9 innings.
Invite There's me to no the game. Way.
You think she will?
Yeah, horny guys are going to go up to her and be like, hey, you're from Rob.
The whole audio.
Yeah, hang on. I have to wait.
Yeah, the whole
or
audio.
I can vlog that as well.
God damn it.
So you giving your number away?
No.
Stop.
All right.
I think.
Three games is kind of hard. We might have to go back to once a week because three games. Yeah. Talking about three games is tough.
Or we might have to just push the
Or day. Base it off the schedule.
We might have to push the day.
Damn, that's the smartest thing you might have ever said. We could have just done tomorrow, huh? Just the off day?
Yeah. Might have to be like Saturday and Thursday or something.
Or might have to just come out on the off day only.
Yeah.
So we fill the gap on like what the Angels, when they're not playing, we have a Rocks in the Outfield pod.
Just yeah, to make it work.
The only problem with that is I feel like people like consuming it on the off day.
That's why we release it on the off day. We can still record on Wednesday. It doesn't matter, but it's like, or record, like if we have an off day, I don't know. We just got to figure it out. We got to space it out a little more because talking about three games is kind of ass.
Not like at least it was a sweep.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. Maybe I don't know. I really want positivity. I just want someone to tell. Just someone to fucking tell me if we suck. God damn, no one's gonna fucking tell me.
Yeah, but it's hard because if someone tells me that I suck, it's like if someone tells me you're the worst basketball player I've ever seen. But if
like Dallas Braden,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I want him to tell me.
If someone tells me you're the worst basketball player I've ever seen, and then I bust your ass in 1-on-1, it's like that's not gonna matter. If Devin Booker tells me your shot is dick, I'm gonna be like, yeah, all right, D Book, can you help me?
That's almost too unfair though. That's almost like, come on, bro, like, you're a pro.
I know, but it's funny. Like the people that hate on us or the people that talk shit, it's like, where's yours?
Yeah.
Let me see.
We do need to do like a media tour. We got to make ourselves available for other Angels podcasts.
Show me your fucking Ramon Laureano Satanism.
Is that douchey to just be like, hey, I'm available if you need me? That's like the ideas guy, huh? Yeah, hey, I got ideas if you need them. Like, you're buying my shirt. How about that? Some guy like DM'd. He's like, yo, I love your shirt. You design shirts, and I'm like, I just have a couple ideas from time to time. Like, we'll put them out. Some pop, some don't. And the guy's like, yo, if you ever need ideas, hit me up. I'm like, you're buying a shirt from me.
I think
you need ideas.
See, here's the thing.
That pissed me off.
I think that was like innocent and meant
for sure.
But then it's like also the way our brains work. It's like,
I don't know if that could be innocent. Oh, though, you know, like.
I think it was.
It wasn't him taking a shot.
I know it wasn't taking, but it's like also, bro, like you're buying my shirt. Do you need ideas? I'm not buying your shirt.
Yeah, but it's like when.
What if he has fire ideas?
It's like when I said, hey, Jordan.
He's like, no.
Hey, Air Jordan 1, Mr. Ambassador here.
Yes.
I fucking am going to buy your shoes regardless. But if you put out a colorway of the Miami Vice Heat uniforms and call it the Miami's. I would eat them up.
I don't know if Michael Jordan or anyone at Nike's like, hey, Jordan, by the way, I have extra ideas as they're buying Jordans.
I know, but that could have been where it was coming from.
Yeah, no, I wasn't necessarily
my idea, but it's like, hey, bro, I mean.
Yeah.
But also like interesting, like, hey, if you need ideas, like, well, the idea that I have is working apparently if you're trying to get it.
Good times.
I saw, I think, a knockoff.
Yeah, I blocked them. You got to block those. They do that. They'll find like what shirts are selling and they'll just take the design and then try to. There was one, they did the helmet nachos. They didn't even do the right color.
So then what happens with those?
If someone buys it from them, they get the money. They just got to know that it's like.
You have to retweet that and be like, yo, this is not us.
Yeah, I mean, I think people know that.
Or just screenshot it.
I just block them so then they can't get to our shit anymore. They can't comment under our things if they're blocked.
I know, but what if. Oh,
you know what I mean? So how are they going to see it if they're blocked?
Because that one person was like, yeah, buy it here.
Yeah, it's like you can actually, because people ask like, hey, where do you get this? I think you just type in like, where do you get this shirt? They look at the shirt, they try to replicate it, and they're like, you can actually get it here.
Like they type it in just a search
Not bar. A bad business model, but.
You're a scumbag.
Don't do it to us.
I mean, not the worst business model. Like if you have a fucking direct-to-garment printer, like, I mean, that's just a good way to make money.
That's like the opposite of that guy. Hey, if you have ideas, I'm taking them.
Oh, the guy's like, oh, give me more ideas. I'm taking it. Like, this is mine. So the other one, the JME, that one's getting taken.
Yeah.
Nah, it'll be cool, though. That one's going to be fire.
It's going to be tight.
Yeah, I mean, kind of a slow week. I mean.
I think the group message might fuck with that.
Did we talk about Hunter Strickland? He got DFA'd. He got sent down.
I think he got.
I don't know. He's gone. And people watching this are like, oh, baseball podcast? I don't know.
He got optioned.
Wasn't it on assignment?
I don't know.
That's DFA.
I don't care about him that much.
So that means he could come back up? He's like with Aaron Sluggers?
Yeah, it was designated for assignment. It was DFA.
There you go, Monica. Have you been writing down the times you're talking?
This
is going to be a bitch for me to figure out.
I forgot.
All right.
Well, I did the first few. Bro, it's hard.
No, I know.
I got you next week.
Editing it is twice as hard.
I got you next week, though.
Yeah, I fucking know how hard it is. Next week, you're not going to be here because we're going to be in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. So when I'm back, I got you.
She's going like a month after we're gone.
She's coming with us, too. She's going to show up.
I'm just going to hide in I'm gonna hide in Carmen's suitcase.
She said she's gonna vlog us. Jesus.
Okay. Upton is the greatest leadoff hitter of all time. That's all I wanted to say.
You know how when people are like with us together for too long, they're like, "Oh my god, these guys!" Like when we finish each other's sentences and we're like,
"We never do that."
We laugh at shit and like, is that how they are? Where you're like,
they're annoying.
Where you're like, jump. Oh my god, no,
they're annoying from the beginning.
Fuck like, you.
They're just like almost to like where like I'm like she's like I'm gonna hang out with Monica. I'm like yes, please, like please go to wherever you need to go with her. I like a break.
Fucking.
I like Monica. Monica fills in for me when I'm not like
Temecula on a Wednesday.
Yeah. That did happen.
Bro, hey, it was a Friday, I think.
Go to work or get your ass to Angel Stadium. Don't fucking go to the Orange Circle at 2 p.m. on a fucking.
Haters gonna hate.
Lit. Biggs is lit too. The salad.
Yeah, I also have a problem with you getting salads at 11 p.m.
I'm old. I'm not there for bitches. I'm there for buffalo chicken salad.
You were there for guys. And then I also have a problem. Buffalo chicken
salad. I mean, I'm
there also for have a salad. Problem with you and look at me closely with the sword in your face. Look at me. Don't say you have a big announcement. And then.
That was funny.
The fucking announcement is that the Angels play. Look at me.
Big announcement tomorrow.
The Angels are off.
Yeah, don't do that. I literally was like, what the fuck did I miss?
Dude. At least I know who believes in me.
Yeah, everyone did. And now no one does.
I wouldn't announce it like that, though.
Bro, everyone does. And then now everyone's like,
hey.
Oh, you were getting lit up in the group message, too.
Which one? Oh, fuck those guys.
That was so funny.
Bro.
When they're like, L.
How about I was like, hey, man, sorry, I don't have actual fucking positive news to share. My bad.
That guy's a wild boy.
Yeah. All right, guys. That was a...
Pride Month.
It was, like I said, the episodes where there's games going on, I'm sorry if they suck. We just get super distracted. Sorry. We'll figure it out. And what we need to do, really, after the All-Star break, we need to start doing watch-alongs, which is going to be difficult, but let's do them at Biggs. Right? Do them at Biggs. Put the camera up in the corner, and then just go for nine innings. And then just, you know.
We can do the first one at.
Yeah, I mean, sure, we can. What's the day where we're not supposed to do anything? Wednesday. Wednesday, we're just watching the game
in the hotel room. That's at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
wake
down.
Wake up and go.
I'm down. We can watch it there and then from the hotel. I don't want to watch it by like the pool or something.
That's just going to be hard to set up a watch along.
No, it's not. It's just one camera. It's a tripod and a camera.
I know, but we'd have to be at the bar the whole time.
And an iPad.
And we'd have to hope that they are showing the game.
True.
Which Hawaii, surprisingly, shout out Kurt Suzuki, shout out Kyun Wong. They have a big Angels following.
All right. I mean, that's good. I mean, I'm sure we can figure it out. Sense. If we can't get the game in Hawaii, then something's
wrong. We're like the closest to them, like one of the closest to them.
Mm-hmm. If we can't get the game over there, something's wrong.
There you go. So. No, like I'm saying a lot of like times that I've gone to Hawaii, they have it on at the bar, like the games.
Yeah. So what's the problem of setting up a tripod there?
It's just harder to be invest. There's so many other things going on around like, oh, I'm just going to smash drinks.
You don't have to fucking like, we just need an outlet.
Jump in the pool.
We need an outlet, beers, and a game. And that's it. That's all we need. And then just you and I will do the rest.
Hey, sir, do you want to put this on the room or do you want to pay for it? Yeah, I'll just pay it right now. All right, $381.52 because you sat here the whole game.
So?
I'm glad
you're have failed to see the issue.
I'm glad you're selling shirts.
Yeah, I am. It actually did really well. That was shout out to whoever bought a shirt.
That was Max covering the tab.
All right, so we're going to start doing watch-alongs. We're going to start doing these kind of things. I want to do like a watch-along at the stadium. It's just maybe not. Just forget I even said that. Watch-alongs when they're away, we'll do that for sure.
I was trying to think of how we would be able to like record one at the stadium. It's just too hard.
A watch-along?
Like if we recorded a podcast from the stadium, but it's just...
We'd have to do it from a suite.
It's too hard.
If you do a vlog, I'm telling you, I got you.
We can't even take this stuff in. That's why it sucks.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was trying to think of the alternatives, but dude, there's so much shit to like metal detectors. Like, what do you
wonder if you could bring that in?
Oh no, it's not. I'm just bringing an onion.
Surprised that got through the metal detector. So watch-alongs are going to be the thing for sure. And then Monica's going to the game Thursday. So reopening day.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. If you see her, say what's up to her.
Hell yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah, don't fucking be horny or get bonked with this.
We do have bonk sticks. All right, that's about all I've got. I said I want to watch I want to see more t-shirt sales. I want to see more Max Stassi. Monica says she wants a sweep. Carl, what do you want?
Mike Trout rookie card on a diamond chain like Logan Paul did with that Charizard.
Ugh. Disgusting.
Make it happen.
It's a fucking move, dude.
Disgusting.
It's a power
move. He doesn't have one on his fucking phone. The Verge.
Well, that's a Venusaur.
I know. I don't have Charizard. I don't have Charizard. What do you want me to do, bro? Fuck. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
we're now a Pokemon podcast. Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, you're too poor. All right. Yeah, I do live in a trailer with my mom, and I do fucking...
Yeah, I do. I do have a Venusaur on my phone and not a Charizard. That's fucking funny.
And Max Stassi did fuck my girl.
Yo.
Not you, the real Max Stassi.
Yo.
Who's the... What player would you be most mad at that they're like, babe, you really did this with him?
Justin Turner.
No, on the Angels.
Oh.
None. Alex Claudio.
None if they helped him win.
If my girl's match Alex Claudio, she's like, hey, sorry. Like, it's not like...
Nothing personal.
I didn't mean to. It just was like a guy on the Angels. And I'm like, oh, was it Mike Trout? Like, nah. Oh, Shohei? Like, it's cool. Don't worry,
Alex Claudio.
Was it David Fletcher?
Shohei crack your girl and you just won't care?
Just don't tell me about it.
You went 470 deep.
All right, chill out, bro. Your girl's the one that's fucking horny for Shohei.
She wants Fletch.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Oh, no. It's
no, I think the one that pissed me off would be Rendon.
It's fucking...
Because he would do it like...
I know who it is.
He would just crack like he doesn't care.
I know who it is.
It's fucking... Yeah, she's horny for...
I know who it is.
Shohei.
You're horny for Shohei?
No, fucking Onion.
Ugh.
She's Onion for Shohei.
But I know who his girl is for.
Oh, my God.
But it's not on the Angels.
Not on the Angels?
Tatis. Absolutely.
Dansby Swanson or some shit.
Yeah, but Tatis is getting too fucking, like... Played out now.
Yeah.
Like, go back to wanting to fuck Javi Baez or something.
Nobody wanted to fuck Javi Baez.
Everyone wanted to fuck Javi Baez.
You gotta get off this
Hobby. I didn't want to do either of them.
They realized that he was a family man.
Like, gotta get off this Javi Baez shit.
Who's cooler than him?
Me.
No one.
Personally, me.
Get out of your fucking mind.
He's a dork.
The only reason those fucking jerseys have some semblance of respect is because he wears them.
Ugh, it's gonna look so ugly in that
City Connects.
All right. We're out of here. Episode 58. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I know you came here for baseball. You got some Angels baseball. You got some fucking talking shit about the Padres. You got some, you didn't get any Gerrit Cole, Josh Donaldson, which I don't even know what happened to them.
You got bonked.
So I'm glad you got some baseball, but you know, that's just how things are gonna roll here. We're gonna talk about the Angels first, right? They swept. We're good. We're happy. Everything's good in Angel Land. Club 240's lit. I don't know. Wednesday is not really a lit day. It's like going.
It's a Wednesday.
It's like going to Hakkasan on a Wednesday. Like, you don't want to be there.
Absolutely.
You want to go on like a Friday or Saturday.
When the hotels at the MGM are $43. Like on a
Yeah, you don't want to go. You don't want to go to like Circus, like to club. You want to go to like MGM on a Saturday or Friday. Well, so
all the clubs in Hawaii are on the other side of the island. Fuck.
No shit. There's clubs?
In Maui, yeah.
Dude, see, Maui's mellow, isn't it?
Wait, I don't know what kind of clothes to bring.
I was going to get bottle service for my sister's 21st.
Yo.
And it's just fucking like too far? An hour away. Yeah.
I'm out. Was there anything near us?
There's cool stuff to do, but like no clubs.
Bars and shit?
Yeah, there's some bars. We're going to turn up. We're going to let it rip. And you guys are going to be like, oh my God, I'm sick of seeing these guys post pictures with alcohol.
I'm not posting any pictures.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm not posting any pictures.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm not a picture guy.
Doesn't matter. We'll see. You posted a fucking simp ass picture at the game.
I did post a fucking fire ass merch post with me. Yeah, when I was sitting in the seat.
Oh my God. Stop wearing hats.
I was fire.
I showed the Bash Bros a picture and I was like, this guy needs to stop wearing hats.
Why?
Because you know how you're insecure about how you look in hats?
I'm not.
I had to play on that.
I'm not insecure at all.
You ask everyone, do I look dumb in this hat?
Do I look dumb in this hat?
Yeah, but it's usually like a fedora. It's usually like a fedora or like a sun hat. No. Not like a regular ball. I wear that all day.
You fucking do it with like.
I wear a ball cap all fucking day.
You do it with
day.
The green hat?
No, hey, I look
good
in that hat.
Hey, David, do I look stupid in this hat?
I just know I look different because I don't have flow coming out the back.
David, do I look weird?
I know. My hair is such an asset that it's terrible to be hidden, but sometimes it just needs to be done.
Your hair is the first three letters of that word.
Asset. That's only three letters. All right, guys. Follow Carl. Drop your social, Carl, because I know you want people to follow you.
I don't. I don't care. I just want to. I want to grow Rock's brand.
Drop your social, dickhead.
Even though it's not mine. Gerrit Cole.
Drop your social.
Struck out Josh Donaldson after Josh Donaldson called him out about the sticky stuff.
Who cares? They both suck.
Well, that's not true.
Funny that they start to punish pitchers for having sticky stuff, and the Angels start putting up mad runs. So
funny that the Angels' ERA got better after they punished them, because it's like, I don't know if that has anything to do with anything.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Great. But it's like, that shows you that they weren't fucking with any sticky stuff.
Or maybe they just started now.
That'd be pretty funny. That's like a pretty...
That's like the least time to start checking. That's like
pretty solid
drive. Yep. You'd commit a crime right after you got arrested. So, I mean, that would make sense.
That's a solid fucking...
All right. Tell them where they can find you, Carl.
You can find me in Kanapali Shores Beach Hotel in Hawaii.
I mean, now someone's going to go.
Carl I'm Cervantes 15 on Twitter.
Are you ever going to change that?
Why would I change it?
I'm just curious.
Am I going to change it to Carl Adidas NMD?
No. It's not going to be like Aubrey Graham 25. You know what I mean? Like he eventually just changed it to Drake. I think you've got some respect to like where you could evolve.
If I change one, it would be...
Like, is it sus to be like Carl El Mago?
Yeah. I'll change mine to...
Not so fun when the Shinigami. Done.
I'll change mine to Shinigami.
What is that?
That Street Beast video?
Yeah.
I'll change it to, all right, how about a picture of your pussy?
Too long.
Probably already taken. That's the one thing you got out of that? That's too long?
Too long.
Jesus Christ. All right, Monica, tell them where they can find you, because everyone needs to go follow Monica. I don't know her at, but she's going to tell you. Follow Monica on Twitter, on Instagram, on OnlyFans, on Halo Hotties. Follow her everywhere. Monica, where is it at?
You can follow me at mzapeta on Instagram and Twitter.
OnlyFans.com/.
No.
You guys see Sadie's fucking picture went up?
I did.
Blew up.
She looked hot.
Bonk.
I hard-eyed emojied her.
Everyone that liked that.
And then she told me, she had the audacity to tell me, you're welcome. I was like, hey.
Oh my
God. Hey, dude. You're welcome.
Yeah, just like she fucking, don't worry, the party's coming. And then she sat in a chair for 5 hours.
Yeah. Hey, look, hey, you're welcome that we retweeted it.
Did you hear about that?
That's like me being like, I can dunk. You would just be like, yeah, I'm not even going to pay attention to that.
Bro, on the way. We were partying at the river, and you know how they went on Saturday? I'm assuming, like, Tanya or someone was sending snaps, and she was like, don't worry, the party's coming tomorrow.
And she sat in a chair.
And she sat in a chair.
That would literally be, like, you being like, I could dunk, and I'd be like, let's just get this over with.
Like, we're playing basketball, and then it's like, don't worry, the hooper's coming tomorrow.
Then I'd be like, all right, let's just get this over with. You know that's not going to happen. So, did the alarm ever go off?
No, because I turned it off.
Nice. What time is it?
Too late.
Late,
10:19.
Ugh.
10:20.
We're done.
Ugh.
On that note,
all right.
Carl, I love everyone.
Follow Carl. Carl Swans 15. Monica M. Zapeta. How many A's?
Three.
Three A's. Change that too. All right. Follow me, Max Air Jordan 1. And then on Instagram, Max Air Jordan. I don't know why Air Jordan 1. Or I don't know why Max Air Jordan on Twitter is already taken, but and not on Instagram, but it is. So
fucking same as Carl Cervantes.
Air Jordan 1 on 15, Air Jordan on Instagram. Make sure you guys hit up all our socials at Rocks in the OF, Twitter and IG. There's a link tree there. That's the directory. It'll tell you where the fuck, like if you're at the mall and you want to find pretzels, you find 3A. So it'll send you to the merch. That'll send you to the podcast, Apple, Carl's Instagram, my Instagram. It'll send you everywhere you need to go. So hit that up. Also interact with us on Twitter. Obviously, that's my favorite thing is interacting with the dudes on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet us. Send us pictures of the rocks if you're at the game. Send us pictures of the merch if you bought it. Send us whatever. Tag us in storylines, yada, yada, yada. All right. We will see you guys. Next time we see you, we'll be in Hawaii drinking Mai Tais and hopefully coming off an Angel sweep. Yeah, so shout out to you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Huge big ups on the support for the shirts. And I will see you guys next time. I'll be at the stadium. Will be the 20th, which is a Saturday.
I know we're going to Hawaii, but can't start saying big ups.
Big ups. Big ups, bruh.
All right, we're not going to Jamaica.
We are. I'm going to start talking Hawaiian now.
Big ups, brother.
Peanut butter cups.
We're going to the island, brother.
The 20th, I'll be there against the Tigers, but I'll talk to you guys before then. So see ya. Buy your jackets. Get your hats. Post your merch. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at Rocks in the OF. That's too much of a sign-off song.
We didn't even say it was 69 day.